Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We've got Jamie Eisenberg on the scene at the NFL League meetings. Here's what you need to know. Adam and Jamie here. All right, let's get some injury updates here. Nick Chubb, Joe Burrow, Tank Dell. Do you think all three of those guys are good to go 100% in week one?
I would say Chubb, no, if I had to guess right now, and the other two, yes. So I think we'll get Tank Dell ready to go based on what D'Amico Ryan said. Sounds like Joe Burrow is, you know, going to be ready sooner than that, coming off of his injury. But Chubb is the one that's tough to trust. And Kevin Stefanski at the owner's meetings, that's what we're talking about, for all the coaches speak. And we're doing this after the AFC coaches. Kevin Stefanski kind of said, you know, that they're monitoring Nick Chubb and trying not to, you know, make sure that he rushes back too soon, you know, so that they have him for the majority of the season, as opposed to, you know, making sure he's ready in the off season and even, you know, the early part of next year. So if I had a guess, Chubb, no, the other two, yes.
Joe Burrow was QB7 in our draft that we did last week. One curious pick of Tua Tagovailoa going ahead of him. That won't happen very often, but also Anthony Richardson went a round and a half ahead of Joe Burrow. But I think, let's say he were QB6, I think people treating him right now as if he'll be good to go and basically back to being Joe Burrow. Mike Williams was another guy you had an injury update on for the New York Jets. He's coming off the torn ACL.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to be cautious with him. You know, Robert Saleh said they're going to take the Breece Hall approach in terms of how they handle his ACL tear, similar injury. But he does say he has a long ways to go. So, you know, I think if you're looking at it, you know, I don't know how many people are drafting Mike Williams as a fantasy starter. I don't think you should, but he could end up paying big dividends down the road. Typically, like the running back injury, like ACLs for running back, excuse me, that we spoke about last year, it does take another, you know, year. So 2 years is when you start to see the biggest boost for these guys. But Mike Williams, we know, is a physical type receiver. Robert Saleh spoke about that. I think we all can, you know, understand that he's a guy that's going to win contested catches, and what Saleh said was 50-50 balls typically end up being 70-30 balls for Mike Williams. That's the type of success rate that they're hoping that he has. So a number four fantasy receiver for me, if you want to draft him as a third guy, I get it. But I think we need to see some, you know, significant progress between now and August before you can feel confident in having Mike Williams on your fantasy roster come week one.
All right, you spoke to the new Titans head coach, Brian Callahan. You spoke to Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals. They talked about their backfields. Coming out of these meetings here, how would you rank Pollard, Spears, Zach Moss, and did anything change?
Nothing changed. Callahan said that he doesn't have a definitive idea yet about what the splits will be for the workload for Pollard and Spears until he gets his hands on them. So, you know, once they start workouts, which for them start in a couple of weeks, I think Pollard will still be the lead guy. I think Spears will have a significant role, but I also feel the same thing in Cincinnati, and you know, Zach Taylor sort of spoke about that for Zach Moss, and he did bring up Chase Brown and Travion Williams. I think we're all hoping it's going to be Chase Brown. At least I know I am. You know, so we'll see how all these, you know, backups work in with the starters. But in terms of the new additions, it's hard not to expect Pollard to be the lead guy come week one, Moss to be the lead guy for the Bengals come week one. And one thing Zach Taylor did say was that the reason they like Zach Moss is he's worked in this type of system before, running out of the shotgun, which is what the Bengals do a lot of. And so Taylor mentioned that he's done that in Buffalo, and then he's done that in Indianapolis. And so there's a lot to like about, you know, the system fit. However, you know, as we've said, you know, quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, that Moss has had a hard time staying healthy. His time in Buffalo was, you know, I think more indicative of that than Indianapolis. But when he was given the opportunity to be the starter, he wasn't able to hold on to it. So are we chasing, you know, what was great production in a small sample size for what he did for the Colts last year when Jonathan Taylor was out?
All right. And then one more thing here. Let's talk about Najee Harris. What did Mike Tomlin have to say about Najee Harris now running under the Arthur Smith system?
Yeah, he didn't really go into depth about, you know, the role. The question that was asked to him was in regards to will they pick up his fifth-year option. He said they haven't, you know, discussed that yet, or at least it was kind of vague in his answer. But he did talk about Najee and his consistency. He referenced the first, you know, 3 years of his career gaining 1,000 yards rushing and the fact that he's been so consistent. And so the takeaway for me was Najee's still going to be the lead running back with Warren working as the second guy. I don't think that's news-breaking, but to what extent we'll have to find out, because last year in the beginning part of the season, Jalen Warren was the better of the two. Arthur Smith's system should help Najee, should have both of them. But Russell Wilson, you know, prior to last year, didn't really throw to his running backs very much. We know that in Seattle was kind of a problem and why we sort of, you know, didn't necessarily get so in love with the Chris Carsons of the world, because they're more just running backs as opposed to the complete type of running backs that we love in fantasy. So we'll see if that changes. Najee Harris's reception total was not great in the last 2 years without Ben Roethlisberger. I don't think, again, Russell Wilson or certainly Justin Fields changes that. So I think you just kind of view Najee as a borderline number two running back. You gave a list of guys, Nick Chubb, James Conner, Tony Pollard, Aaron Jones, you know, a whole group of guys that went in our last mock draft in round six. I think Najee does belong in that group. For me, he's in the middle. I know for Heath, he's at the bottom, and for Dave, he's at the top. So we're kind of all over the place in terms of Harris. I do think, though, it's great. It's a great investment, not just in Jalen Warren, but guys like Jalen Warren, guys like Tyjae Spears, guys like Chase Brown that have the chance to maybe be significant contributors as a backup, but also we know could be potential superstars if the starter does get hurt. So it's worth your investment, you know, not long after those starters get drafted, to take some of those backups, because they could be really good throughout the course of the season.
Great work by Jamie Eisenberg covering these meetings, getting some great sound bites and insight that you can only get if you're there. So we appreciate that. And we'll talk to you later this week on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.